Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, regular listeners to the show will know that I have a huge interest in town and city centre revival. And as I mentioned earlier, we're back on the road next week in Bray for your town, your main street. So I was very interested to read about a new report this week coming out of Limerick that was commissioned by the Chamber that recommends a whole new suite of measures to protect the city centre. I'm delighted to be joined now by Dr. Katrina Cahill, the Chief Economist with Limerick Chamber. Good morning to you, Katrina.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, I want to start with a quote, if I may, Katrina. You said earlier in the week that repopulating the city centre will have a greater impact on its revitalisation than any other policy intervention. Can you maybe explain the thinking behind that for me?
Yeah, of course. So I suppose the population component is pretty much linking back to Project Ireland 2040 and how 50% of population growth up to 2040 is planned for the five urban cities. But the thing is that this won't happen by itself. We need to trigger it, we need to support it, and we need to ensure that it happens in the right places and that we can achieve compact growth and that we're not experiencing more sprawl.
Right.
So that's what the report is kind of honing in on, that look, there's no silver bullet to the challenges that are facing our city centres right now. Like you said, it's a suite of measures that have to be implemented.
Right. I know Limerick City fairly well, Katrina, and the hollowing out, as it's called, and the kind of donut development, you know, into the suburbs has really, really been evident there. And maybe there's been some planning decisions made in the past that really have, I suppose, brought us to where we are today.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we would have had concerns about the city centre prior to the pandemic. We were seeing decreases in footfall, and then obviously, you know, COVID-19 has exacerbated that, and we basically, not just for Limerick but I think for all city centres, we just saw the life drain out of cities during the pandemic because of the lack of presence of retail and office workers. And I suppose that just shows the dependency that we have on that cohort now, and that up to now we have been focusing on trying to incentivize people who live in the suburbs and rural area to travel into the city centre, maybe for day trips or shopping experiences. And I think we've learned now from the pandemic that going forward, that needs to change. We need to have mixed use in the city centre and actually implement the policies that support that.
Yeah. And if you look at it, no, there's no one solution. And I think you quite rightly said that. But if you look at all, I suppose, the players that are involved in keeping the heartbeat of a city working, you've got residential, commercial, cultural, educational, because it's great to have students around the place, and then some public realm initiatives. So it's really about keeping all those fires lit, isn't it, under each of those different sort of strategies?
Yeah, like, look, everybody has a role to play here. And that's why the recommendations in the report are targeted not just for local authority, but also for national government and for the chamber itself, because we can be doing more in certain areas and for other stakeholders. So, you know, I suppose first and foremost, it's about delivering the quality, affordable residential units. A lot of cities now, we're not seeing that private development of apartments because it's not viable. So the report is making recommendations around how we can start to utilise the existing vacant stock that's available. And that requires changes at national level, not just changes at a local level element, because, you know, the challenges that we're facing, they're common across all cities, just to varying degrees. And we saw the publication of the Rural Future Strategy earlier this year. But the tendency that we have to let cities solve their own problems and focus on, you know, assisting rural development, it's pretty much a fallacy, because it's well-functioning cities are engines of rural development. So, you know, there's an interdependency there. So it makes absolutely no sense to have a national future, rural future strategy and no national urban future strategy.
How did Limerick compare against other Irish cities, you know, in your research?
So it varied. You know, we have strong indicators coming through with regards to, you know, we have the second highest disposable income after Dublin. But we do have concerns across other areas, like in terms of skill sets. We would have a lower proportion of STEM graduates, for example, versus other cities. We would have a high, I suppose, number of the population who have skills and unskilled characteristics. So there's a lot of recommendations in the report around how we can start to apply the apprenticeship strategy that's been implemented at national level, and you know, take ownership of that at local level. Because if we can increase our graduates, but at the same time entice our graduates to stay in the region, you know, that's going to have filter effects and knock-on effects with regards to supporting the population component.
Yeah, well, that's about creating jobs. I think that's one way to keep people coming back to a city. Well, listen, it's a great initiative, and I wish you well, because I think, you know, it's potentially a fantastic city, and the recommendations I think are to be welcomed. So, Dr. Katrina Cahill, Chief Economist with Limerick Chamber, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Abby.